let's talk a little bit about some of the things that you have found in your career looking at this field that probably for you might have been the strangest of anything. Is there one story there you can relate with us?
Well, personally, yeah. There's a couple of things. As I mentioned a little bit earlier, things have started to happen just in the last couple of years as I've been doing these investigations. And I think part of it, again, is because I'm going in with kind of an open approach and, no preconceived ideas. But I was in Florida not too long ago in Brooksville at a place called the May Stringer House. And I was doing an investigation in there with three other people who were sort of docents, I guess. The house is open to the public, and they were kind of like the caretakers or the staff. And we were walking through. We spent pretty much, most of the evening there in this house, an old Victorian mansion. We went dark, as they say. We didn't use any lights or anything else, and we just kind of quietly went around the house and just sat and tried to make contact with whatever might be in there. And the house was just preternaturally quiet. I mean, there was no sound or anything. It was just very, very quiet. And so after several hours, we were just saying, well, I guess nothing's going to happen tonight. As we started to lock up the house, do a security check and to make sure everything was turned off, we started walking out the back door through an old kitchen that has all antique kitchen utensils.
Right.
And I passed by a wood-burning stove. There was three of us at this point. One had left earlier. We're walking in single file, probably within 2 feet of each other. And I'm in the lead, and when I passed this wood-burning stove, there was like a long metal hook that was just laying across the surface of the stove. And this thing just, the minute I walked by it, it just literally flipped up, on one over end, and just slammed itself down across the stove. And we all jumped. This thing, it just totally happened all by itself. And I said, "Did you see that?" Typical reaction, as I said. And everybody else said, "Yeah, we definitely saw it. They had the lights on it." We went back and we looked at this thing and we tried to figure any other way that we can get it to move. And there wasn't anything that we can do. It just literally jumped up by itself and did that. And I have no explanation for that. Again, this is one of those things that I look at the laws of physics and say, well, that could not possibly have happened. And yet, it happened right there. I also was, in Florida, in St. Francis Inn in St. Augustine. I was in a room which is called Miss Lily's Room. And Miss Lily is the ghost of a Civil War-era black woman who worked there in the kitchen and the inn and all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
And had an affair with the white nephew of the owner and was sent away, as they say. And no one really knows what that meant. Or it means, did they actually just send her away, or did they kill her or something? Nobody knows. But she's been seen in this hotel many times. And I was in her room for two nights, again, totally uneventful, very quiet. In the morning that I'm checking out, I'm sitting there at 10 o'clock in the morning, just throwing things in a suitcase, bright sunny day, no radio on, no TV, no sound. And all of a sudden I hear whispering. A male voice, male whispering, like right in my ear. And it was kind of a very frantic kind of whispering, although I could not make out the words. And I jumped, as one would probably do, and turned around, and, of course, there was nobody there. I checked later on to find out sort of more of the story about the hauntings of this place. And a desk clerk who had been at this hotel for about 20 years told me that what they experienced in the hotel more often than not, is hearing people whispering. And I said, well, that's exactly what happened to me when I was, when I was checking out. So these are two things. I mean, they seem small by themselves, but yet, I'm hearing something now, and I saw something, that actually happened to me personally. That now I can look at these things and say, I can't explain those. There's nothing that I know rationally or logically or scientifically that explains those two incidents. And they happen literally within a few months of each other.
And it's not like someone's got a hidden tape recorder somewhere or anything like that.
Right, right. I mean, yes, exactly. Especially like in the first place, the May Stringer house, there's only three of us. We're just walking through this house. There was no setup of any kind. And the inn, I was there by myself, practically the only guest in the whole inn. I was there at the off season, So, yeah, there wasn't any kind of setup or situation that, you know, somebody was trying to con me or something else. These things just happened. And that's what I said earlier. Once you have something like that happen to you, you start thinking, okay, I've got to check this out. I have to find out more about this field. I have to try to understand what's happening or what could be happening.